Here it is.
Gentlemen, wow, full house here. Right. I love it.
You told everybody to be here, huh?
Yeah.
Almost. We're missing four.
Missing four, huh?
Yeah.
And this is Detroit, Oakland, right?
Yeah.
Right. Good, I'm in the right room. Steve, you did a nice job.
Well, that's one in the room.
Oh! The man's his own harshest critic.
Oh, no, it's not.
What the? Gentlemen, how are you?
Good.
Good. How do you feel about your performance?
Not so good.
A gnashing of teeth was heard.
Yes.
So why?
Well, we 10 points higher with the same songs half a year ago. We've been 80 points higher at some point in our,
just a few years ago.
Okay.
Loss of some membership.
Change of membership. Change of membership. Still the same guy up front?
Yes.
Yeah.
Maybe there's the problem.
All right. Well, yeah, change can be good. Change can be things you got to work through. Change in membership is always tough. The chorus I direct currently went from 120 and now we're down to 40. Loss of a director, I came on board and we're trying to keep the wheels on the bus, but you know, guys are going to other things and it's a challenge. It's just part of life, especially in Silicon Valley, you just deal with it. But that being said, there's some good stuff here and I can see why. I mean, I'll be honest, on the first song, I heard some more issues that concerned me than my compatriot did. We were 7 points apart. And on the second song, we were on the same number. So we can work on number two, or we can work on the first song, and I'll tell you exactly what I heard that kept me from being as high as he was. Boy, these rooms are hot, aren't they?
Yes.
I thought it was just me. I was going to take my shirt off next, but my coat's good enough. You don't want to see. Okay, never mind. I'll forget you. So, are you ready to sing? We're going to sing, right?
Sure.
Good. Okay. I'll chat it to two seconds first before we do that. I'll forget you did not start as solid as I would like. I'm not sure why.
Yeah.
And so we work on hopefully get a more cleaner start. And I heard a lot of so many times that I underlined it and boxed it of right left chorus synchronization issues. That one issue alone kept me lower than his score by the 7 points. And I don't know what it was, but right side couldn't hear left, or left couldn't hear right, or you both weren't watching him. But I'd almost find a way to maybe not spread out so far, maybe add another row and tighten them up. But there was something going on. How are you spread out chorus-wise? Who's over here, part-wise?
Baritone.
And over here is?
Bass,
right? So, see, I would rather see the bass lead in the middle and the baritones. Well, the way I like it actually is baritones on the end next to the basses, because they do so much work reinforcing that sound. Then a couple of tenors. How many tenors in the room? A couple of tenors. There we go. Great. So you put the tenors like in a line almost, or
yes,
maybe a little four.
In a line.
And then leads next to the basses with a little tenor for Christmas, and you know, that's your chorus position. So I prefer that because of the fact that you get your basses next to your leads, and you get your basses next, the baritones next to the basses. So when your basses and baritones are that far apart, can be a challenge. So just be aware of that. But there's got to be a way to get you guys more synchronized, because that's the one thing. I mean, if I had it once, I had it like boom, 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 and actually wrote down, put the bass, put the baritones next to the basses and the basses next to the leads. Because you had a big tenor section, right? You had like four guys singing tenor.
Five.
And they were way, so that even the leads are away from the basses, right?
Kind by just one man. Yeah.
By one.
We have a stripe of leads, tenors down the...
I moved the stripe over. Get the baritones, well anyway, you can play with it. It's your call, you're the director. But I know what I prefer. If you're going to stand in sections, I prefer that position of all the ones that I've played with.
We tend to do sections because we have some members that will sing another part an octave down if they're next to them.
I know what you mean. We don't shotgun either. As a matter of fact, when Greg Lyne came in and we were 120 guys, we stayed in sections. So there's a reason for it. Even the guys with blue medals, blue ribbons, I should say, do that. All right, so let's do this. I don't know how we work on that in this room, because you're probably going to be able to hear really well in here, but let's try it anyway. And that was the one song. And then the other piece was Make 'em Laugh. There's just some more pieces where we have it out. Make them laugh, make them laugh, make them laugh. Don't you know the look of the laugh? There's a tallness here. Some of the vowels in the song don't help you because they're not like ahs and ohs and a's. They're nay, eh, eh, they're eh. Make them laugh, don't you know how the world wants to laugh? And you get this
kind of tall.
Happy spread thing we got to get.
We right. Say tall. We say that and no Jerry Lewis. Which I'm finding probably younger people don't know that.
Don't relate to. We got to find somebody of their age group.
We
don't
have to explain it to Peter. You
know? Love it. All right, let's sing, gentlemen.
I'll forget.
Should we
correct?
Yeah, I'll forget you.
Yeah.
What's the basis why the marriage?
Yeah, please do.
Okay, so you get yourself kind of standing. It doesn't have to be in the same row, but baritones get over that way, or yep. You want to try to modify it. No.
Yeah.
This looks like a Jerry Lewis.
I was going to say, come on, gentlemen, figure it out. Let's go. We want to sing.
Just kind of get there.
My time is not cheap.
Faces. Right here.
Over here.
Faces.
Faces.
Walk over.
Oh, we're going to put bases over there? Okay. Sure.
Is that what we're doing?
I don't know.
I thought you had two rows of bases.
No.
No, all together.
No. No, bad idea.
All right, let's sing. Watch your man.
And these guys did shower today. You can move in a little bit. Go up, go.
Though you have said as you were. Though you have said forgive me. Though you have said.
And though you start on the third, God, at least hate thirds.
Yeah.
And though you said, forgive me, and you end on the third, God love this arranger, shoot him. So leads, you got to work three times as hard to keep that sucker in key. Can I just hear the basses and the leads sing? And leads, I want you to sing as high, get back to that same high third. Basses? Keep them honest, you gotta work it too.
We've talked about that, Leeds, remember?
See, we're already flat, see? Did you hear that pipe? We're flat already. We only sung four chords.
Do the pipe again.
Sure. Oh, you have said, forgive me.
I'm not hearing much baritone.
Well, I don't want to leave bass.
That's good, isn't it? Yeah.
Right. So we're closer now. Listen to the pipe, guys. We're closer, but the pipe is still sharper than we were. Leads by yourselves. And I want you to blow that pipe and just hold it.
Okay.
Leads. I meant him hold the note, so you all leads can tune to what that is. Listen to the tone of the song.
So they're just going to sing A note? Or the?
No, they're going to sing, but I want them to tune to the pipe.
Got it.
Oh, you have said, forgive me.
You want to come down there, you can't. You can't. So this is a great exercise either having it done with the pipe or somebody with the
electronic one.
Or I actually went to one course where they said, we don't like the electronic one. We do it the organic way, where basses and baritones would ooh the tonic and then the leads would sing in tune to that.
Oh. Well, I don't like the electronic ones. They don't have enough.
The organic.
Exactly. So the organic way is having actual other parts do it. Essentially, we need to make sure we stay in key, and that's the problem I had with the song, is that right off the bat, it started dropping in pitch because we weren't really lifting and aware, and so we had tuning problems right off the bat, and the tuning just goes like this, until you settled into key, you liked it's about, which is not really a full half step, like 3/8 of a step down, and you liked that key. You didn't like this one.
That's so, two more we're not doing it in his key.
No, no one can.
We always end up back there.
Only Tim can do it in his key. So let's take it again. Let's do four parts this time. But everyone, please be aware of trying to keep that really in the high, light, bright, lifted, active face area so the pitch stays up.
Remember, Leeds, we talked about that the last few weeks, the high, staying on the high side of the thirds.
Though you have said.
How about with me?
Though you have said. Though you have said, forgive me. Though you have said.
Not a lot.
Okay. I'm gonna.
We do at times. We run out of time to fix other things that seem critical.
Okay.
We tend to duet on the risers more than
going to separate. Some duets.
Okay. So, most of the time choruses do sectionals to do what?
Learn the notes and the words.
Right. You guys need to take it to the next level, which is we're going to now go into a sectional to sound like one voice.
We never get there.
That's what you need to do. Because even in this lead line we were doing, when they got to the last seventh chord there, there were three different lead notes going. And we can't have that. We're never going to be able to tune to parts that have multiple things happening where they're not on the same note. The idea is you want each section to be like one lead voice, one tenor voice, one bass voice, one composite baritone voice kind of a thing, and then you tune all that up. But if there's eight notes in the leads, and I had that written down a number of times, single voices, I can hear single voices, because they're coming out of the blend, coming out of the choral sound. We really need to have that work done. And the only place to work it is in a sectional where you have nothing else to distract you, but only the lead sound to sing into and match to. And then you match to each other, you blend with each other. I call this is the give to get method. Some people think, I don't know the right notes, I know how to sing, I'm the guy, they should be all following me. Well, that guy is never going to make it in a choral ensemble, because you got to give of yourself. You got to give of, okay, maybe I think this is right, but the blend with Joe and Charlie, I got to change a little bit, so I'm going to change, because I want us to be better. So you give of yourself a little bit in order to get the section to be a unit. And then if y'all can give a little, and still work on all the right techniques, then we get a chance of starting to unify the sounds. And that noise in the sound when voices don't blend and the notes don't work, because you work on notes and you work on sounding like one voice. Then you work on sounding the same vocal production. When you get up high, you do it this way versus that way, you blend some head tone in versus, and when you start matching all that stuff up, his job is easy. When you come out, I'll be honest, when my chorus comes out of sectionals, it's always a level better than when we left. Because the sectionals now have fixed so much stuff that sometimes it's masked out front. I'll be honest, hearing 80 guys, 5 minutes, thank you. Hearing 80 guys sing and then trying to pick out the one voice that's wrong, that's hard on anybody's ears, right? But in the sectional, you have four guys sing, you put them together, you can find out where the concerns are, and then you can address those concerns. You know, we need you to do a little more of this, and we need to do a little more of that. And when you guys get together, you can't, maybe when your voices fight too much, we'll put you over here on the risers away from him. You know, that kind of stuff happens. You can do so much good work in sectionals. Now, if you don't have section leaders who can do that level of diagnostics, well then, have three parts with them, and you go out and take the sections out and, slap them around if they need to. But that's the level of detail that this course needs to get to. It's not just about how we all do together, it's how the individual pieces do when you put them back together. So I would find a way to work sectionals at least half an hour, and every rehearsal, go off, the section leaders can work on whatever issues and problems they got and really fine-tune stuff with the guys. And then you can wander around and see how they're all doing and or address things you want to do. But the unit sound, or if you can get the unit sound with everybody there, that works too.
How do we do that with the two contest numbers plus 12 new songs we learn every year?
Yeah, that's, the hope is, and I don't know whether it works or not, is that the stuff they learn in sectional for that one song, they will carry over into the next song, and to the next song, and to the next song, so that when you get to those other songs, you're not spending the same work on the stuff you did over here, they get it. And hopefully you're adding things on pieces and guys are remembering what they need to do, and they're not forgetting it. so that it kind of doesn't seem like a daunting task. It seems daunting, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I would do it for a first step, contest songs for sure. You know, sometimes, those in the sectionals and get them tweaked up and really unitized, you know? So the leads sound like one voice. This is a really tough line right off the bat. Started at the chorus. Let's see how that works. Maybe once we get past this intro, there's some more things we can work on here. But this is a very challenging intro for high leads.
I'll forget. You're early. You're paying too much attention.
Overachieving.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll forget you.
Okay, so let's have the basses, please, by yourselves.
Higher.
Basses, please, basses. You know your notes. You got to know your notes first.
I'll forget you.
I have somebody still not up there. Somebody's doing something down here. That's new.
Tall basses.
I'll forget you. Without the sun.
Remember, live, you come back in and live, right? So, can't do it without the leads, huh? Here we go.
I'll forget you. Live without the sunshine.
Okay, so that's another reason for sectionals.
Yeah, there we go.
So guys can actually know what their part is and maybe even figure out where they need to be with it. Because honestly, when they first started out with the four part, with the whole chorus, they were under the pitch and there's all this noise.
Yes.
Then you sang it the first time and the noise happened, but they realized it wasn't and started trying to fix it, and then one guy had a wrong note and we stopped him. Then the third time you did it, they got in tune to that last "I'll forget you." Get you was actually in tune and almost unified that time because they could hear it without all this going around them. That's why I like sectionals, because guys can then really hear their part and what they need to do and how they need to be in tune. Now let's do leads and basses, please.
I'll forget you.
So when we get to you, this is another challenging line for the leads. I'll forget nine root. So that's the one that tunes to the basses, but this is not in the chord structure. So this one you have to be really high on. I'll forget there's a nine. You and we need to be down. We need to not come down so far that we underpass where the basses are. So please listen to where they are. When you go 9-1.
Be careful of that U.
That's
you
right.
You don't have an U in there.
I'll forget you.
There it is. Okay, we finally got the octave. Six times through, we finally got the octave in tune. Okay? This is the kind of nitty-gritty nuts and bolts, and I love the duetting thing. Besides sectionals, having duets of sections, someone said we do that quite a bit, I do even more. Just like this. Two parts, really squeaky nuts in tune. And you can hear so much stuff when you just do two parts like this. But this is the nuts and bolts stuff. This is where you guys are at. You're at the part of making sure this thing is really, really good, because you're already good, right? Really, really good means everything's in tune, the vowels are all matched, the basses are all in agreement, the pitches, you know, all that kind of stuff. This is that. Now we're in the trenches and got to work. And I love this stuff, I have to admit. I love this kind of tuning, fixing, tweaking stuff. So anyway, guys, my time is up. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Work at it.